Malasadas, the Zipper Ride, the White Elephant Sale. Those are just some of the mainstays at the annual Punahou Carnival. It was to take place this weekend. The event raises money for scholarships, and it usually draws thousands of people from across Oahu. But due to the pandemic, organizers instead focused on school ohana and virtual events. The art gallery and silent auction moved online and closed over the weekend. It also had a 19-day giving mission that ended over the weekend. It raised more than $250,000 for scholarships. Punahou Juniors Alyssa Alvarez and Kiara Reeves spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about planning the big event during the COVID crisis.
This is Alyssa, and I have been going to Punahou for 3 years now. I entered in freshman year. Though I may not have as long of an experience as some of my other classmates, Punahou Carnival has been a really meaningful event for me. I met a lot of friends. I had some really good moments. Some that come to mind is right on the Friday that Carnival launches. Once we get out of class, running down to the lower field to buy tickets and stand in line for rides like the Zipper were always really fun for me. I had a lot of conversations with some of my friends that I still remember to this day. And of course, you can't forget how good some of the food is. My personal favorite are the Terry Burgers.
I'm Kiara, and this is my 12th year at Punahou. I came in kindergarten, and I think Punahou Carnival is essential in the Hawaii community, and I think it gives the Punahou community sort of a new facet to reconnect with the school, and I think that's really important. And so many of my favorite memories from these many years at Punahou have been from Punahou Carnival and getting to see people that I wouldn't normally see on campus or reconnecting with alumni and things like that. So I think it's really special for the Hawaii community in general as well.
Can you explain to our listeners what the planning entails from the student body? What are your role in your class, the junior class this year? And I guess what is it traditionally leading up to the carnival?
So this is Kiara, and traditionally the junior students plan basically the entire carnival. We have two carnival co-chairs. And then several people that are heads of the divisions of each of the food divisions. So that's sort of specialties, white elephant food, and so on. And Alyssa and I are the publicity booth chairs. So we help sort of publicize Carnival and tell people what's going on.
I mean, years passed, and you guys talked about it, you know, got to meet people in person and go to all the rides and those kind of things. And it looks a lot different. So maybe can you talk about what's it look like today? And I mean, how far in advance has this been in planning?
Right. So again, this is Alyssa. And of course, with these unprecedented times, we had to be really flexible when planning out Carnival. Specifically, we wanted to make sure that safety was our first priority. Thus, we couldn't do many public events. However, we are holding a lot of things for the Punahou community themselves. This includes a drive-in movie and also some scavenger hunts for the junior school. And for the academy, we have a Among Us game online over the weekend, which will be really fun.
With the challenges brought on by COVID, how has it been trying to face this challenge and, you know, turning it virtual? Because last year it was still held in person, there were still rides and, you know, very open to the public. But this year, pivoting to keep everyone safe. How does it feel to be in this moment?
Yeah, I mean, Carnival is sort of the big thing that happens junior year. And so I think we were all looking forward to planning our carnival since we first heard that the juniors got to do that. And so I think it was really hard to sort of take that idea of what Punahou Carnival usually is and try and flip it on its head and figure out how we can change it and how we can sort of reinvent it so that, one, of course, primarily that it's safe, and two, that we still feel like we got to plan our own carnival. So I think we've really had to think creatively and strategize about how we can take our favorite parts of Carnival and make sure that they're included, but in a safe way.
Our listeners will probably want to know how they can get their hands on malasadas. Can you tell me about the food this year? How is that being rolled out?
Sadly, they're no longer available. However, the Punahou community was able to online order some of the favorite foods, such as the noodles, curry burgers, and malasadas, and there will be a drive-in pickup. And the week leading up to Carnival, we have been having Carnival-themed foods, such as moon noodles or cosmic chili, for all of the students, which has been really delicious.
What do you think is the biggest thing that you've learned from this experience?
I think as a class, we've learned that we we're very good at thinking creatively, and we're very good at sort of coming up with new ways to do things. And I think that has sort of been a strength in everyone all over the world with COVID. And so I think that's a skill that we've all developed really well.
As the weekend approaches, what are you looking forward to doing this weekend? What are your top priorities or highlights?
Over 3:30 to 6:30, I will be volunteering at a Friday drive-in movie where I will be helping pass out food to all of these Punahou families while they watch the variety show and WALL-E, which will be really fun.
And this is Kiara, and I'm very excited to watch the senior variety show, and I know that's something that the senior class takes a lot of pride in, so I'm excited to see what their work has come to.
You've been listening to Punahou School Juniors Alyssa Alvarez and Kiara Reeves. They spoke with the Conversations' Jason Ubai last week about the Punahou Carnival.